This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
This is something our government has had and continues to have a vibrant passion for. More than 1.5 million jobs have been created over the last 6 years or so since we first came to government. Our policies are designed to get people into jobs, to get young people into jobs. People, as they move through the years and they go even into older years, getting them into jobs as careers change and transition. Jobs provide people with choice. Jobs are just so important. And as we confront the challenges of the coronavirus, as its impact is felt, not just here in Australia, but around the world, jobs are so important as part of our plan to ensure Australia moves through these difficult months ahead. Yesterday, I was here with the Health Minister and we announced and outlined our plans to deal with the health challenges associated with dealing with the coronavirus, some $2.4 billion in a series of well thought through measures, dealing with everything from the needs of remote Indigenous communities to the pop-up clinics and the testing procedures and facilities that were available. It is a health crisis, but it's a health crisis with very significant economic impacts. We set this out very clearly 2 weeks ago when, as a government, I stood here in this courtyard and said we were preparing for pandemic. Today, the World Health Organization has made that declaration. We called that 2 weeks ago. Back in January, we also called the coronavirus as an issue that warranted and needed our very careful attention. And ever since that time, we have been preparing and responding with the travel bans and the other actions that the government has taken. But the fiscal stimulus that would be necessary and is necessary to deal with the economic challenges that the country will face in the months ahead has been an important part of our plan for Australia to move through the challenges of the coronavirus in the months ahead. This plan is about keeping Australians in jobs. This plan is about keeping a business in business, particularly small and medium-sized businesses. And this plan is about ensuring the Australian economy bounces back stronger on the other side of it, and with that, the budget bounces back with it. Today, we're announcing a series of measures. Those measures are designed to achieve those outcomes. They are heavily focused on understanding that it is businesses that keep people in jobs. And those businesses will confront challenges when it comes to cash flow and demand impacts, particularly in the short term, that need to be addressed by this package. I'm going to ask the Treasurer to go through the specific measures, but to say that simply that this package, over the course of the budget and the forward estimates, will inject some $17.629 billion into the Australian economy in a series of measures which are designed to support cash flow, boost investment and provide immediate demand stimulus to the Australian economy. More specifically, both this financial year and in the next two financial years, the gross impact of that stimulus is $22.9 billion. That's 1.2% of GDP. This is a significant investment. We have taken the decision to put this stimulus in place that has the obvious impact on the budget outcome for 2019-20. And Australians understand that. Australians know that this needs to be the priority, and our government agrees with that priority, and that's why we've taken the decision to put these measures in place. The measures deal with supercharging the instant asset write-off, backing business investment with an accelerated depreciation scheme, which the Treasurer will work through, a cash flow boost for employers. This is small and medium-sized employers and making sure that they can get grants for up to $25,000, and that will support some 690,000 businesses across Australia. Wage assistance for apprentices and trainees. 117,000 apprentices who are out there on the tools today will be getting the support of that payment to their employers to keep them in their apprenticeship. That support will run over a period of 9 months. Households will receive a stimulus payment of $750 right across the full gambit of those who receive all sorts of benefit payments. The biggest beneficiaries of that will be pensioners, and they comprise around half of those who will receive those payments, but they also will be extended to those in family tax benefits, which obviously goes to those in earning households. And there will be a coronavirus regional and community fund. There are businesses across this country that will be more impacted than most, and there will be regions and communities across this country that will be more impacted than others. Those in particular in more remote areas, those who are particularly exposed when it comes to the external sector of our economy, the tourism sector, the travel sector, parts of our export sector, in crayfishing and places and where that is a predominant activity and there is a significant exposure. We'll be establishing a $1 billion fund which will be led by the Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, Minister Birmingham, and that will include things like waiving marine park fees and national park fees at Kakadu and other places. But these will be targeted measures, and I'll be looking forward to discussing that fund with the premiers and chief ministers when we meet together tomorrow. Everyone has a role to play here to get us through this. I particularly want to acknowledge the way big business have responded over the course of this week. Mm. You've heard me refer to what Qantas has done and what the banks did to pass through the rate cut. Yesterday I was advised that Telstra are also going to be supporting their casual employees should they be in a position where they're affected by coronavirus or self-isolation. I also want to provide this assurance to Australians. Already under our welfare system, a casual employee who would be impacted by the coronavirus and for medical reasons who would need to self-isolate or indeed contracted the coronavirus and would not be able to work, they can access what is currently called the sickness payment. That payment is going through a change of name, but it's the same payment. And what we'll be doing is waiving the waiting period for people to access that, what is currently called the sickness payment. It'll be called the Job Seeker payment, but it is a New Start level payment, and people who are casual employees that wouldn't be able to go to work or because they have to self-isolate or indeed have the virus, they would be able to access that payment. The normal assets test rules apply to those as they do to these payments, but the waiting period will be waived to enable them to access that payment, and that will provide that support. Many other countries don't have that in the system. I note that the UK has made some announcements on that. We already have a system that deals with that, and we're going to make sure that that payment is more readily able to be supported. The Treasurer and I have also indicated today that there's been changes to the deeming rates. That is not technically part of the stimulus package. That is a response to the early decision by the Reserve Bank. But that will also, I think, come at a welcome time for the arrangements we've put in place today. So it is a comprehensive package. It's one that we believe is well targeted. Importantly, these measures do not extend beyond the 30th of June next year, and that means that gives the budget and the economy the opportunity on the other side to ensure that we can bounce back strongly. How long the virus runs for? Well, that is a matter that is still scientists and health professionals are advising us on. But it does have a finite life. There is another side to going through this issue. And it will be stronger on the other side, and the global economy will recover on the other side. And the Treasurer and I and the government want to be in the best possible position for our businesses, holding on to their employees, ensuring they're continuing to train up, ensuring that they're maintaining their investment plans, because on the other side, they're going to do well. And we're going to do everything we can to ensure they're best positioned to bounce back strongly on the other side.